This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Thank you for joining us on this latest installment of our We Are Carlisle podcast series, where we learn more about what Carlisle professionals do on and off the clock. And our guest today is Natasha Nankivell, a managing director on our investor relations team. Welcome, Natasha.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Natasha, when did you join Carlisle and what do you do with the firm?
I joined the firm 6 years ago. I'm responsible for Australian and New Zealand investors, both current and prospective. And my role is really to understand what those investors want and then to deliver the firm across all of our strategies and businesses as most appropriate.
So what brought you to Carlisle and why have you stayed?
What brought me here and what makes me stay is the same sort of thing. Over a long career of 28 years in financial services and asset management, what I've always sought to do is to work with people I like, people I trust, and people who are outstanding in what they do. And when I started doing my due diligence after being approached by Carlisle, it became apparent that those things resonated with the firm as well with me. I joined the firm 6 years ago, and it has been a great 6 years. And I'm pleased to say that after 6 years, that is still the case. And I think that really stems from the genesis of the firm having been an asset management business. So the interests of the investors have always been paramount to the firm, and also from the founders. When you join the firm, it is very clear that the primary focus and the primary intent of the firm and the business is to create value and invest wisely for the benefit of our investors, which makes my job very easy and very pleasant.
Did we have much of an operation in Australia before you joined?
We had about 5 people on the investment side, but we didn't have a full-time presence covering institutional investors. The last 6 years, we've developed good relationships domestically. We've expanded those across asset classes, which is what you hope to do. And, you know, I hope we continue to do that going forward.
What does One Carlisle mean to you?
When you join a firm like Carlisle, you hear people say things like that, or mantras or motherhood statements. And One Carlisle to me really means working as one team across the globe towards a common goal. That goal, from my perspective, is understanding what my investors and our investors want and need. And to meet those needs and to continue to invest wisely and create value for the duration of our relationships with those investors, which hopefully last a long time.
So tell us something special or interesting about you as a person and something you do off the clock.
The thing that's most special to me really are my 2 children. I have 2 daughters who are 17 and 19 years of age, and they're capable and kind and they work hard. They have a fabulous zest for life. More broadly though, something which really exercises my mind is the concept of education. In recent times, I've spent considerable effort and time thinking about how we are educating our children and what we're teaching them. In an era where children have never been more stimulated, they have extraordinary access to knowledge and information, and they're constantly connected, the question in my mind is, are we teaching them and preparing them adequately for the future? I think we need to teach them and encourage them to think laterally, to develop their entrepreneurial skills, and really to develop a desire to challenge the norm and to think creatively. I'm fortunate to be involved with 3 initiatives that I think are very exciting. The first is that we're working with 1 school in Sydney, Australia, and it's a group of 15-year-old girls. And what we're working them towards is building a business from scratch. They will develop a business plan, a marketing plan, a product manufacturing approach, etc. And then we bring industry specialists to help them work with each piece of that puzzle to make sure that that business is successful. We've now also successfully secured a documentary filmmaker to follow that journey for the children, and then hopefully use that documentary to inspire others, but also to lobby government to reassess and look at how the curriculum is structured, and is there anything else that we should be doing, particularly when you come from a smaller nation like Australia, to ensure that you're competitive on a global scale. The other initiative is working with one of Australia's leading universities, thinking about, are we able to offer malleable subject choices within different degrees? So like many institutions, you do a commerce degree, you do a finance major, you do a medical degree or a legal degree. But is there opportunity to allow them to study different subjects across faculties? So perhaps a young person studying health sciences can also do commerce and finance subjects to encourage the commercialization of what they're learning in health sciences. Or medical students could study law subjects to understand legal frameworks within the medical fraternity. This is all about really thinking laterally about how we educate and ensuring that we're widening students' opportunity funnels by giving them the tools that they need going forward. And the final initiative is around using documentaries to reach isolated and disadvantaged communities. Because now more than ever, through the adoption of technology, we have the capacity to reach and mobilise minds and the creativity of enormous populations of children. And there are extraordinary impacts that we can have, like through the use of documentaries and technology. On all these fronts, I think we have a responsibility to affect these exciting and important opportunities to educate broadly into people who haven't historically had that opportunity to be educated. I heard a wonderful quote from Plato: "Do not train a child to learn by force or by harshness, but direct them to it by what amuses their minds, so that you may be better able to discover with accuracy the peculiar bent of the genius of each child."
That's really inspiring. Well, you've certainly amused my mind. Natasha, thank you for being a part of our We Are Carlisle series. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlisle ValueCast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlisle.com. This has been a Carlisle ValueCast podcast.